Listen to these words and see if you can work out what they mean. Chocolate. Un animal. Un hospital. Importante. Urgente. There are a lot of words that are exactly the same in Spanish, like hospital, un hospital, and animal, an animal or a pet, and chocolate, all spelt the same. And we'll come back to those words in a minute. But first, let's look at importante and urgente. They're the same as in English, except we add an E on the end. And there are a lot of words like this. Words that end in ANT or ENT in English, whereas in Spanish you just add an E on the end. So we've got importante, urgente. So just to make it stick, write down these words in Spanish. Arrogant. Constant. Instant. And you should have arrogante, constante, instante. The word for it's big, it's small, is es, E-S, es. How would you say it's important? Es importante. How would you say it's instant? Es instante. Es instante. What about it's different? It's different. And in Spanish, different only has one F. Es diferente. Es diferente. What about it's an elephant? It's an elephant. And instead of PH, we have an F in elephant. So how would you say it's an elephant? Es un elefante. Es un elefante. We're going to learn a pair of words now to say for me and for you. And it's advisable initially to write down the vocabulary as we go along so that you can refer back to it when you need to. So for me and for you. Para mí and para ti. For me, para mí. And for you, para ti. Para mí, for me, and para ti, for you. And para, which is the word for, is spelt P-A-R-A. And then mi is M-I with an accent. So for me is para mí. And for you, para ti, is again P-A-R-A. The word for para, or for, and you, ti, ti, para ti. So para mí and para ti, for me and for you. How would we say it's for you? It's for you. Es para ti. Es para ti. And what about it's important for me? It's important for me. How do we say that? It's important for me. Es importante para mí. Es importante para mí. How would you say it's different for you. It's different for you. Es diferente para ti. Es diferente para ti. And how would we say it's urgent? It's for you. It's urgent. It's for you. Es urgente. Es para ti. Es urgente. Es para ti. If we want to say it's not or it isn't, we just say no es. No es. And no spelt N-O. No, no. No es. It's not or it isn't. So how would we say it's not for me, it's for you? No es para mí, es para ti. No es para mí, es para ti. And what about it's not important for me? It's not important for me. No es importante para mí. No es importante para mí. What about it's not something for you? It's not something for you. And the word for something is algo. A-L-G-O. A-L-G-O. Algo. It's not something for you. What would that be? No es algo para ti. No es algo para ti. And using algo, again, something, how would we say it's something important? Es algo importante. Es algo importante. The word for I have, is tengo. Tengo. T-E-N-G-O. Tengo. I have. What would the sentence be? I have something for you. I have something for you. Tengo algo para ti. Tengo algo para ti. What about I have something important for you? Tengo algo importante para ti. Tengo algo importante para ti. Let's see if you can remember back to what the word was for a pet. A pet. And it was the same as something else. How would we say I have a pet? Tengo un animal. Tengo un animal. So I have a pet. Tengo un animal. We can also say tengo una mascota. Una mascota, like a mascot. Tengo una mascota. How would we say I have a pet? It's a dog. I have a pet. It's a dog. And the word for a dog is un perro. Un perro. P-E-R-R-O. Un perro. A dog. And perhaps to help you remember, un perro is a dog. You can imagine a dog eating a pear. Perro. Un perro. So I have a pet, it's a dog, would be tengo un animal es un perro. Tengo un animal es un perro. So I have is tengo. I don't have is no tengo. No tengo. N-O. No tengo. How would you say I don't have a pet? No tengo un animal. No tengo un animal. O no tengo una mascota. What about I don't have a dog? No tengo un perro. No tengo un perro. Okay, a new pair of words. We want to say good and bad. Good, bad. And it's bueno and malo. Bueno, malo. Bueno and malo. Bueno, good, is spelt B-U-E-N-O, bueno. And there's a chocolate bar called bueno, it's very good, bueno. And malo, M-A-L-O, bad, malo. So bueno and malo, good and bad. How would we say it's bad? Es malo, es malo. What about it's not good? No es bueno. No es bueno. And what about I have something good for you? I have something good for you. Tengo algo bueno para ti. Tengo algo bueno para ti. If we want to say you have or do you have, we say tienes. Tienes. T-I-E-N-E-S. Tienes. Tienes. So you have or do you have tienes. Tienes. How would we say, do you have something for me? Do you have something for me? ¿Tienes algo para mí? ¿Tienes algo para mí? What about, do you have a dog? ¿Tienes un perro? ¿Tienes un perro? What about, do you have something different? ¿Tienes algo diferente? ¿Tienes algo diferente? If we remember the word for it's, we know that it's es, es. And if we want to change it from it's to a question, is it, it's exactly the same. The only thing is that the intonation, the tune of the voice, changes a little bit. So, it's for me is es para mí. Is it for me would be es para mí. Just change the tone of our voice. Es para mí. So, how would we say, is it for you? Es para ti. Es para ti. What about, is it something bad? Es algo malo. Es algo malo. What about, is it something important? Es algo importante. Es algo importante. The word for I want, is quiero, quiero, Q-U-I-E-R-O, quiero, quiero. I want, quiero. How do you say, I want something good? I want something good. Quiero algo bueno. Quiero algo bueno. How about, I want a pet, but I don't want a dog. I want a pet, but I don't want a dog. And the word for but is pero. P-E-R-O. Pero. Very similar to the word for dog, but there's only one R. Pero. And, of course, it's very important to tell the difference between your dog and your but. So it's un perro for a dog, double R, and pero, but, just one R. So our sentence is, I want a pet, but I don't want a dog. Quiero un animal, pero no quiero un perro. Quiero un animal, pero no quiero un perro. How would you say, I don't want something bad? No quiero algo malo. No quiero algo malo.